most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio. How you all doing? Well, check this out. I am in Colorado. I don't know where my head is because I feel like I'm on cloud nine. I've had more headaches, backaches. I feel like Whitney Houston when she was on a good day. But check this out. Too soon? I love you all for listening. Anyway, here we go. I am in Colorado. I'm having the most wonderful time. I'm with thefoodietutor.com. Check her out. She was on Martha Stewart Radio just the other day. So check out foodietutor.com because she's going to give you some great tips on how to cook and figure things out in the kitchen. Simple things. We have to simplify life, right? Speaking of simplification, the Oscars are on tonight. Are you all watching them? Well, we're going to give the Oscar review in best and worst dress. My list is here. It is burning my hands because I can't wait to tell you all. Speaking of, we're going to go from Oscars to online dating. Have you ever tried it? What's it all about? Do you agree with it? Do you want to get involved in it? Like, what do you do? Do you look at the screen and look at someone else and hope they're touching you while you're touching? I don't get it. But we've got some experts in the house tonight, and we're going to talk to them on Max and Friends. And I look forward to having Dina here in just a minute. She's going to be our fashionista. Speaking of fashionista, we've got Monroe King's song, Fashionista. Hit it, Ronan. When we're back, Oscars, best and worst dressed. Are you watching the Oscars? They're almost over, but you know what? The red carpet is what everybody's talking about. We're already getting things from Perez Hilton, the best and worst dressed. Where did the Huffington Post? Everybody is talking about the red carpet and the celebrities. What are they wearing? Why are they wearing that? And what the hell is really going on? There's a lot of fabric on the red carpet tonight. That's what I'm seeing. But I've got the one and only, my girl, the powerful, the one and only. Y'all seen her on X Factor, Dr. Phil. Dina Shoshone is here tonight. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh my God, I don't know what's going on with these Oscars. Do you, this red carpet, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing this year.
Oh, I feel like it was more of a good thing than a bad thing. I mean, I definitely think there were some misses, but there weren't any huge, like, oh my God, what are they thinking moments. I thought there was some beautiful things going on.
There were some beautiful things. Now, you have almost 20 years of experience in this business. Yes. People have seen you on Access Hollywood, The Insider. You are all over the place. And now you're here on Max and Friends. So
and
we want to hear your list because, Dina, I've got a good list. I've got to tell you, though, the truth, girl, is that my list right here, I've got more worst dressed than I do best dressed.
You do? Well, I can't wait to hear your worst list.
I do. Well, you know what? Everyone wants to hear the worst, so that we're going to save to last.
Okay.
Should we say, all right, let's do this. Let's save our number one best and number one worst for last, but we'll just give
okay,
a run through.
Okay, so let me think. Okay. Which is my number? My worst last would be her, and then my worst, my best. Oh, I was torn on my best list. I'm going to go her for my best.
Okay. I was torn on my best list, too.
Weren't you?
Yeah, we're going to have fun.
I actually have four. There's like a tie, and then there's two other ones.
All right. Well, there can't be a tie because you know what? This isn't fashion.
Okay. Well, whatever comes out of my mouth at the moment is going to be who wins between
okay.
the tie.
All right. So I want to talk about some girls. All right.
Okay.
Right off the bat, let's talk about, I don't know, Judy Greene.
Ooh. Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Is she on your best list or your worst list?
She's on my worst list, and she's wearing Monique Lhuillier.
I am just looking.
And she's not a favorite fan of mine. You know, it's like, I don't like when people are going to the – get yourself together, people. This is the Oscars.
Right. I feel like there was definitely actually a lot of that this year. I feel like there was a lot of just people who looked pretty, but they didn't look – Oscar worthy.
Yeah.
They just looked like they sort of, you know, put on something like Kristen Weiss. I mean, I thought she was pretty, but I didn't love her dress color. I thought it was too similar to her skin tone and her hair wasn't really done. And, it was pretty, but it wasn't anything spectacular. I feel like this is a time you want to really shine.
And Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I got to tell you, she was on my worst list.
You know,
she was my number
this
one.
This is what
list.
I don't want to know. I know she's a big girl, but yeah. It looks like there was a fabric sale at the fabric warehouse.
Yeah, I agree.
And
I mean,
then
the
she
thing
has
about
a friend
her
of
is,
hers with the bedazzler.
Yes, exactly. Well, look at her in contrast to Octavia Spencer.
She's
also a larger girl, but the way they had the beading on her dress and the way it was at least fitted to her. Melissa McCarthy looked like they took a sack and then they knotted it at the top and they knotted it under her bust and her shoulders were drooping and I felt the same. It was just terrible
Speaking
on her. I thought it was
bust. She looks like she put two Mexicans in her bra and she's trying to carry them over the border.
I love that.
Okay,
and I feel bad. She's a cute girl. She doesn't have to look terrible, but yes,
her
she
arms.
Did.
I'm looking at her right now. Her arms look quadruple the size.
Yeah, I agree.
They
tried to just sort of cover her up rather than accentuate what they could. I wasn't happy about that.
Oprah, our fellow big girl of the world, she can dress.
Yes, exactly. And you know what? You know, you gotta. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, Octavia Spencer looked beautiful.
Oh yeah, she looked stunning. And whoever dressed her, they know how to. They know how to, again, accentuate the positive. That bead work was all accentuated to make her waist look smaller, arms, you know, her hair was styled beautifully. She looked stunning. I mean, she must have felt like she was,
and
queen for a day.
She won for Best Supporting Actress. Come on. She deserved it. You know, these girls really, I don't want to say they've come out of nowhere because they've been in the industry a long time.
Right. But they come out there and offer us, sure.
They look Oscar worthy, right?
Absolutely. Well, she looks like she put the time and effort into it.
She did. And she looks stunning. Now, let's talk about, oh my God. You know, I just don't understand. I've got to tell you, Glenn Close looks amazing. That's a minute. Stunning.
Okay.
But speaking of Glenn Close and that age group, let's talk about, oh God, what's her name? I've already blanked her out of my mind. Meryl Streep.
Yes. For me, I mean, again, I don't know how you feel, but for me, I felt like she was wearing a toga.
Meryl Streep
it wasn't
looks
my
like
thing.
Some gay cruise party, and she's the toga queen mistress of the event.
I felt. And yeah, I just love her, but again, she doesn't really, it's like she just threw something on, and I know just because it's gold and just because it's a gown, it just wasn't, there was no wow to it.
Listen, I know gold is at $1,800 an ounce right now, but this is the gold that you need. This is like gold plate. She looks awful. They cinched her with a belt. You don't even see her waist. You see no cleavage. She's an older woman. She's got a great figure, but she looks like she's wearing a bunch of gold sacks around. It's a mess. A mess.
I agree. And you know what? She kind of always looks that way to me. I feel like she's so elegant and she looks so gorgeous in her movies, and then she comes out on her own being herself. And it's like, oh, really? You could do better than that.
And then we have Esperanza Spalding.
Oh, yeah.
What is all the fabric, Dina?
I don't know.
Is there a sale or something?
Is there a what?
Is there a fabric sale that we don't know about?
I think so. It's all about the voluminous for some of these people.
Exactly. All right. Well, let's stop getting ugly and let's start getting pretty, because that's what I like. Now, but before we get to pretty, I got to tell you, she's one of my top three worst dressed, J-Lo.
Who? Oh, really? I like J-Lo's dress.
To me, she looked like she was going to a Kinsey Sarah. She has the arms sticking out.
I thought it was very her. I thought it was stylish. I loved it. You know, I thought it was flattering to her figure. The cutouts made it a little bit edgy. I liked the way it was sort of the way the lines on the dress. I liked it. I know not everyone did, but I really liked it on her.
I would rather see Steven Tyler in this than her.
That I'd like to see.
You know what I mean? He would look better. He's probably got a better figure too. But her butt looks smaller. Did you notice her butt looks smaller?
Yeah, I thought she looked great. Her hair,
you
I just thought
her.
The whole thing. I did like her.
This is where we can disagree. I love this.
Yeah.
If we always agreed, it would be a boring show.
That's true.
Right? So to me, she looked like, you know, this is like the Marilyn Monroe dress with sleeves. I don't know. And it's, you know, it's Murata. It's probably a $20,000 dress.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure. I mean, yeah. I just thought it was very – I thought it was her. I mean, I don't think everybody could wear that dress to the Oscars. I don't know that it's Oscar-worthy for everybody, but for her, because she's got that little bit of rocker edge, and she is sort of the, you know, the elegant one, I thought it sort of married the two well for her, and I thought it was really good look for her.
Cameron Diaz, Gucci.
I liked her dress. I mean, I thought the fit was impeccable, first of all. Let's go there. And I thought the color was beautiful. The thing is, I just liked it. I didn't think it was anything like super wow. It's a pretty dress, but I was like, okay, she looks pretty. But I wasn't like, oh my gosh, she looks amazing.
You know what I liked about it? A, I don't even know why she's there, number one.
Right.
Number two, she's a beautiful young girl. She's fun. The hair matches the dress. She's got things going on. Great jewelry, simple.
Yes.
She's not nominated. She hasn't done anything in a lot of, you know, where does she come from? She looks good. It's Gucci. You can't go wrong. She's fun. She's flirty.
Yeah, she is. I found overall there was actually a lot. This jewelry is very simple overall, which I thought was really nice.
It's a sign of the times.
Yeah, and it was really pretty that people are, you know, sort of going with that understated elegance.
Yeah, it's the Oscars. Except, put the jewelry on.
Yeah, except the only one, what was that girl, Busy Phillips? Did you see those earrings?
Oh, my God, Busy
Ridiculous.
Phillips. The whole thing is ridiculous. She should have stayed home. Listen, whoever, that mirror that she looked into, I want to patent that mirror. Because there's a lot of women looking in that mirror thinking they look good when they look ugly as sin.
I know, and she was actually, you know, walking hand in hand with my number one, Michelle Williams. I thought she was just.
Oh, you gave up your number one.
Oh shit!
You gave up your number one. Okay, so that's fine. You love Michelle Williams.
I loved her. I just, you know, she just walked out, and she just looks effortless to me. And she really has a style everywhere she goes. She has that thing about her, you know, the fit on the dress, the peplum waist, that cascading chiffon, the color, which I really wish I could get a good shot of what that color is, because to me it looked red, but everyone's saying it was coral, so I'm not exactly sure what the color was, but whatever it was looked.
We know it's Louis Vuitton, so that's number one.
The what?
Yeah, Louis Vuitton designed the
dress. Oh, yes, I know. Yes,
but
yes.
But here's my
thing. It was just stunning.
I got to tell you, though, I can't stand it. It's one of my pet peeves. Don't wear the color of the carpet, because you get lost in it.
Yeah, I mean, I do agree with that, but, you know, take that backdrop, and I agree with you. I mean, if I'm putting her out there, I'm not putting her in a color that works with the carpet. But, I mean, stand alone, she's just drop-dead and gorgeous in that.
When I look at her right now in this picture, all I see are shoulders and red lips. I see no dress. I see a pink bag and a brooch on her hip.
Oh, I think she looked gorgeous.
She's put together, but I don't. The only person that ever did it for me in a red dress was Nicole Kidman when she did the red dress with that big bow on her neck. She's statuesque. She's 9 feet tall. She looks beautiful. Michelle Williams.
I was gonna say, can I tell you, she can put on a paper bag and look gorgeous. She is just, you know, and she's the epitome of Oscar style, no matter
where
she
goes. Where was she tonight?
I don't know. It's kind of sad she wasn't there.
I don't know. Maybe she's with Tom Cruise getting pregnant.
Right.
Well, speaking of Cruise, Penelope Cruz, not only does she need a new stylist, but she also needs to have an interpreter. She needs to have what are those, the little letters underneath?
Closed captioning.
Closed captions. She needs closed captions. Who understands a word she's saying? She's a young girl. This is what Meryl Streep should have been worn.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it was a pretty color, but it was just so boring.
Armani Privé.
Yeah, it was just very boring and very, and she apparently loved the dress, but I get no love out of this. It's just kind of boring. It looks like anything you see at any black tie event. It's just, you know, nothing special there at all.
You know, the color looks like you dragged it through some mud and it's dirty. It's a dirty blue.
Yeah, there's just nothing special. There's no pop to her.
Nothing. Boring. Well, I've got to tell you who looked amazing. This is her year. She looks great. I absolutely adore Viola Davis and Vera Wang.
Oh, yeah. She looked gorgeous. I mean, that color was just stunning on her, and the cut was gorgeous. I mean, I definitely was, waiting for her to, you know, pop out, but I'm sure their stylist had her all taped in, but she really did look beautiful, and she came into her own and, you know, not donning the wig, and I think she just was so, you know, in herself in the moment, and just she was stunning.
Well, you know, I love when a black woman wears a color on the red carpet.
Yes.
It's green, the contrast, her skin tone, the dress. To me, she's stunning. Absolutely stunning.
Absolutely.
She's not my favorite, though. She's not my favorite. Well, I've got to tell you, let's go to, who do we have here? The current top five pick. She's number one right now, by the way. Viola Davis on HuffingtonPost.com in Vera Wang.
Oh, she is.
She's number
one. You know what? That's funny. I thought she was gorgeous, but she wasn't my top three.
Well, not my top three either. But, okay. So let's go. Oh, my God. Where should we go with this? Let's go to Mila.
Oh, I loved hers. I mean, she was my first one. She was one of the earlier arrivers. So she was one of the first ones I went, oh, she's going to be up there. And she was one of the ones I was saying she's in my tie for picks because I just thought it was, you know, that one shoulder, but with a little bit of padding. It had that structure, but the fit and her hair, the way it was styled, she looked like, you know, old Hollywood to me.
Oh, she did. She's wearing Elise Saab. She looks beautiful.
The makeup
is flawless. The hair is perfect. Yes. The dress, you see her hips, you see her arms, her shoulders. She's not busting out with cleavage. She's stunning. Yes. Stunning.
I just loved it. And, you know, it was her first Oscars that she's ever attended.
Yeah.
And I thought, if that's the first, I can't wait to see the rest of them. Because, I mean, she really, that's how people should look going to the Oscars. Where it sort of takes your breath away.
Gwen Stefani, Tom Ford.
Gwen Stefani, Gwyneth Paltrow.
I'm sorry. Why did I say
I was going to say, I didn't see Gwen Stefani.
Oh, my.
Was she there?
No, Gwen, you're right. Gwyneth Paltrow. I wish she was there.
I loved Gwyneth Paltrow. She's somebody who – I'm sorry?
You like the cape?
I did love the cape. You didn't like the cape. Look at us. We don't get along at all.
You know,
the cape.
She's a young girl. She's got a beautiful figure. She's got gorgeous arms. Mm-hmm. The cape is it's too mother of the bride.
Yeah, I didn't feel – I felt like it was very sleek. I felt like it was a modern look. I mean, it was definitely a sleek, modern look, I thought. I thought it was sort of in line with what she does. You know, she's not one for tons of frill, and she's sort of clean lines, and I loved the way she accessorized it with the bold cuff. I really liked it, and I, unlike you, have not watched the entire episode of the awards. I have it paused, so I didn't see, but I know when she takes that off, it's going to have a different look to it. Did you see it with the cape off?
I haven't seen it off either, but I'm sure with the cape off.
Yeah, she said it comes off later, so I was like, okay, but it's on pause now, so don't tell me anybody else who won.
Well, I'm going to tell you, she, for me, has won Most Transformed. Because when she wore that ridiculous pink stupid dress that looked like a Barbie wedding cake.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes, she's matured. She's a woman. Yeah. You know, the country singing, I think, was a good thing for her.
Yeah, I really do. I just think Yeah, she's come into her own.
Yeah, she has. All right, well, let's talk about worst dress.
Okay.
And we'll get back to there because I want to know who your worst pick, number one worst dressed is.
Okay. You want to know my number one first or my number one last?
Okay, so give me your top three worst dressed.
My top three worst dressed was Shailene Woodley, who I really liked her dress, but I really didn't think it worked for her. I mean, she's a young girl. I thought it was a really cool dress. The funny thing is I looked at that, I'm like, you know who'd look good in that dress? It's Angelina Jolie. But she was way too young for it. You know, she should have been in something more her age. I just felt like it really wasn't age appropriate.
Yeah. Number
two. What do you think about her? Number two, Emma Stone. Didn't like
Emma
that.
Emma Stone was a mess.
With that big bow at her face. I mean, it was so overwhelming. And when the camera, because the camera angle was right at that side of the bow. It's like, oh, I mean, it was just really bad. And again, she's 23 years old.
The only one who could pull this off was, this dress has been done before. We saw it on Nicole Kidman.
Yes.
And she looks stunning. Nicole has the neck. You need to have that African 9-foot long neck.
That's exactly right.
Kale. All right. Yeah. Number one worst dress, according to Dina, for the Oscars, 2012.
And I think I squeaked it out before with Melissa McCarthy. I just felt like she was too dumpy.
Oh, Melissa McCarthy. You know, I can't wait till she gets home and lets her little Mexicans out. Oh, my God.
Well, that was the thing. Did you see? I mean, the way the beading was under her bust, it's like they were just hanging over. It was just like it was just bad all around. Everything was drooping.
She's a smuggler. You can smuggle everything under those tits of hers.
Exactly.
She's a nightmare. All right, number one. Okay, I got to tell you my number one.
Okay.
All right, well, first of all, Melissa McCarthy is my number three, and I'm going to put her into my number two as well because she's just that bad. She's three and two.
Right.
My number
That's
one worst
funny.
Dress, you know what? It reminded me of Catholic school mixed with, I don't know, maybe some kind of designer Muslim chic. Leila Hatami.
I don't even know if I saw her.
You wouldn't miss her if you saw her. She was wearing this pale blue veil, this pale blue dress. Google her, because we're going to go to we'll go to the top list. Google Leila Hatami. She is a disaster. She looks like she's got no makeup on. She's wearing
pale
blue. She looks like she's trying to be some, you know, one of the virgins that the Muslims, when they die, receive.
Right.
She looks like the Mother Mary mixed with... You know, she looks a little bit like, what's his name? Pirates of the Caribbean. Johnny Depp. She
Johnny
looks like
Depp.
Johnny Depp drag.
Funny.
She is a nightmare. Oh, my God. She's my worst ever. I can't stand her. She should have stayed home.
Funny.
She should have stayed home. Leila Hatami.
I see it, but I don't see her.
I don't even know. She's a nightmare. I'm looking at her. She's got this one curl. She looks Hasidic mixed with Catholic mixed with Muslim. She's
that
got the Hasidic curl. She's got the Catholic veil, and she should just have the burqa wrapped around her face so you don't even notice who she is.
Which, doesn't she just do that
she's
everywhere
Persian.
She goes?
Of course she's Persian.
Right. I just don't see the picture of her for tonight. Where the heck am I looking?
You won't miss it. Well, you know what? You can find it on HuffingtonPost.com or, of course.
Oh, okay. Let me do that.
But speaking of, because we got to move along, we got to talk about the best dress. So let's go to number three. Who's your number three top best dress for the Oscars 2012?
Well, my number three was Gwyneth. That was where I had that's where I had my sort of tie, and you said I had to pick one, so I'm going to pick Gwyneth over Mila. I just loved it. Again, I thought it was chic. I thought it was effortless. I loved the fit of it. I loved the idea of the cape. I thought it was different. I just loved all of it.
Number two.
Number two, I was with Jessica Chastain. I mean, come on. Did you love that?
Loved it.
I loved it. I mean, I thought, first of all, I just love the idea of somebody going with a print that was that bold on it. You know, her hair was gorgeous with it. The whole thing, again, the fit, the gold and the black. She was just stunning, I thought.
And number one for the 2012 Academy Awards, according to my guest, Dina, who is
My number one was, I think, on your worst list, Michelle Williams. I told you, I just loved her.
Michelle Williams, it's like lay down on the carpet and let people step on your face to notice your
black
and blue
eyes. No, I know. Well, maybe I'm going to have to switch her, but I still love her. She's still in my top three.
All right. My worst of the worst
Yes.
We already spoke about my best of the best is what I love every year because, you know, I do this every year on Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Hey, Ronan, what's everybody listening to? This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and we're giving you a recap of the Red Carpet Oscars 2012, the Academy Awards, and I'm going my best dress and number three. I'm giving my number three to Viola Davis in Vera Wang.
Yes, she looked beautiful. She really did.
Absolutely love her. She's my fave. She's my number three. My number two is a tie with, I just said her name, Octavia.
Octavia, uh-huh. She
love
was gorgeous.
Her.
I mean,
love
yeah, I do
Octavia
too.
Spencer. She's a. I love her. She did everything right. Fantastic. She won. She's fantastic. And she's got a tie with Mila.
I didn't you just love her? I mean, that was Mila was my tie with Gwyneth. So
yeah,
we both really agree. She should be
two.
In there.
Yes. My number one, just because of her age, and she's looking fantastic. She's got, you know, it's like I always say this about women. It's like you can suck their nipples and their toes at the same time when they're this age. But Glenn Close and Zac Posen looks divine.
She did look divine.
She looks stunning. That green, she's what, got to be in her late 60s, early 70s.
She must be. And I did feel when I looked at her, there was sort of an effortlessness about her. And she just sort of looked so comfortable and at ease. And the green color was stunning, absolutely stunning.
She looked, you know what, she's covering her arms. She's obviously not comfortable
yes.
with them. She's got the right hair. She kind
yes.
of looks a little bit like, what's her from England? The Princess of Wales. Camilla Parker-Bowles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, way prettier.
Way prettier, I agree.
Oh,
but
way
she's my
prettier.
Number one. Just for her age, she got it right. She's an,
she really
an icon in the industry.
She is. I just
you know?
Love her. I
and
just
I was gonna
her.
Give it to I was gonna give it to Mila, but I said no. I'm gonna give it to Glenn because people are gonna look past her. And if you recall from all the previous years, she has looked busted at the Oscars.
Yes.
And she's my number one. I love her.
Yeah, Glenn
Close.
She. I love her too. And you're right. She just really she looked so put together, so effortless, and so chic. I just loved it.
And you know, I was so torn because Angelina Jolie, I love.
You know what? I did too, but I was disappointed in her dress.
I was disappointed in her dress. It was Versace Atelier. She probably spent $50,000. She got it for
yeah.
free.
Yeah, well, she got it for free.
Of course. But the bottom line is I couldn't give her anything because to me I wasn't that enthralled. But I gave them
the
best
thing.
Couple because
yeah,
they
I
are
was,
the
I mean,
sexiest couple on
yeah.
that red carpet.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I was waiting to see her, you know, and she was like, I didn't even see her out there. It was like they got pictures of her at the last second or something. And I was like, oh, really? And then I thought, well, maybe she's just trying to let Brad have the spotlight and she's trying to, you know, be low key or something. I mean, it's a nice dress, but again, nothing, you know, the slits to die for. And
you know what
you know,
I love about Angelina? She it's like she's like the period, better late than never. She shows up at the last minute of every event. She walks
yeah.
in, everyone forgets about everything and she's there she is. I love her.
Right. Right.
You know,
yeah,
she's like a bobblehead on the 1976 Cadillac. She's so skinny. I love her.
You are funny.
And then we have Livia and Colin Firth. They're my worst couple. He looks like he's ready to, like, I don't know what he's ready. He looks like he's ready to bury the queen. And the, and the wife looks like she's ready to wrap the queen's coffin and veil her dress. So, oh, they're a mess. These.
I days. Have to agree. I was like, what is with that dress? It was looked like it was like cups handing out. From, I don't know what was going on with that. It was
oh,
ridiculous.
Stupid purse. My grandmother, who's dead, God rest her soul, wouldn't even carry that purse.
You should, oh, no.
Have
what
you seen
did you
the
think?
Purse?
I don't remember the purse, but I remember the dress being hideous.
God. The whole thing is a mess. This is my number one top advice to give to all these women who are going to the Oscars. You can't go wrong with a Judith Lieber bag.
It's true. It's true. Here. Timeless classic.
Oh, my God. I sound like the biggest yenta on Madison Avenue. You can't go
you
wrong
do.
With a Judith Lieber bag.
What do you have, stock in Judith Lieber?
Right, of course. No, but you know, it's like they do, you know, the bag, everything.
No.
You can
they're
carry
stunning.
A asparagus to a kitty cat.
Exactly. And they're, you know, they can be fun, they can be simple, they can be anything, but yeah, it's perfection in a purse. You're right.
All right, Dina, where can all my listeners find you when they want to hear more about you and get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me at everydaychic.net. It's my website, and it's currently being worked on right now. And you leave me your email, and I'll get back to you when things are up and running.
Are you on Twitter yet?
I am not. I know
oh
I need to do that.
Now, listen, I know we just met. But we're friends for life. The first time you come on my show, you're a guest. The second time, you're a friend. That's why it's Max and Friends.
I love that because you're Italian. I love it.
I'm going to have you back on my show, okay?
I would love
to. And when I have you back on my show, you're going to have a Twitter account.
Okay.
All right? Because we're going to Twitter each other.
Okay. But then I have to, like, be, you know, like, what am I doing right now? What am I doing tomorrow? What am I doing every minute? Do people care?
No, you don't. Listen, you tweet when you want.
Okay. As long as I get it from you that I can tweet when I want and I don't have to tweet every time I go get a drink of water, then I'm okay with that.
Now, listen, I know this is kind of too soon, but I've got to ask you. Does anyone know the dress that Whitney Houston wore in her coffin?
Oh, God. I don't know.
I'm literally dying to find out, no pun intended.
I didn't even think of that, but that is a good question.
I want to know. So whoever's listening, whoever styled Whitney, I think it was probably her mother. It was a purple dress, so I'm sure it was her auntie, Dionne Warwick Nostrils.
Oh, right. Because, oh, my gosh, yeah.
She loves purple, so I'm sure it was Dionne
right.
put her in.
A loner.
I've got to find out. So
oh, that
that's
is funny.
Your first tweet. You can tweet me, Whitney wore so-and-so to her funeral.
You know I'm going to go find that out, right?
Too soon?
I love it.
Anyway, my darling. Well, listen, it's been a blast having you on. I'm going to talk to you. We're going to catch up this week. I got to get on a plane tomorrow and fly back to Florida. I'm in Colorado right now. So when I get myself situated, I'm going to give you a call, and I'm going to figure out when I'm going to have you back on the show. You're a lot of
Sounds
fun.
Sounds great. Sounds great. You have a safe flight, and it was great talking with you.
All right. You have a wonderful night. I'm going to talk to you real soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good night, Dina. All right,
night,
everyone. You're listening to Max and Friends. And when we're back, we're going to talk about online dating. Only on Max and Friends can we go from the Oscars red carpet to online dating. And I've got to say a big thank you to Jackie Jordan because she brought my guests here tonight. If you ever need anyone, go to TVGuestBirds.com because Jackie Jordan will get you who you need. She has all the experts. She's the best in the world. I love my Jackie Jordan. She's on Twitter. All right, well, check this out. We're going to play. Of course, you all know that Oscars Delmonico Vodka is the company that I own. How you doing? And we are serving Oscars Delmonico Vodka tonight at some parties at the Oscars. So if you're not sipping on my vodka, then you're not at the right party. How you doing? So figure out which they are. But I want to tell you about them in the next ad that we have. And then we're going to play my boy Antoine Dotson's song called Lovesick Lullaby. And then we have my next guest, Mary, and she's going to let you know about online dating on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Stay tuned. Oscars Delmonico Vodka, history repeating itself. Celebrate the classic taste of the original Oscars Delmonico as a super premium vodka. Cheers at Cenote. To purchase Oscars Delmonico Vodka, please visit horseneck.com or dial 203-869-8944. Celebrate responsibly.
Try to make it right, but every time I take a step, you turn into a flight. I'm running out of breath, you take it out of me, and now you're everything I ever see. I hit the radio, I hear my favorite song, and now I'm screaming, DJ, put another record on. I need something out of nothing, and it's killing me, and now you're everything I see.
But I'ma leave it up.
You won't see me hanging round you.
Yeah, I'ma leave it up.
You won't see another tear. I got a story and it's gotta stay true. Started with me instead of you.
Cry, cry, it's a lovesick lullaby. Make room for the lost and left behind. And I believe in everything you wanna be. Love maybe isn't good enough. Cry, cry, it's a lovesick lullaby. I tried, but I left it all behind. And I believe in everything you want to be. Maybe in this love, maybe isn't good enough.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. Did you all enjoy our red carpet live review? So much fun, these Oscars. But you know what? Maybe you're online looking right now at the Oscars, and you're also online because you're home alone. Well, if that's the case, then why don't you try online dating? Have you tried it? Tweet me at Max Tucci. Go to twitter.com/Max Tucci and let me know about your online dating experiences, because we've got the one and only, the best in the industry, who's going to give you what you need to know about online dating, Mary Spio. Welcome to Max and Friends.
Thank you.
Well, I'm so glad you're here, because of course we're going to talk about one-to-onedates.com, but there's so much more to online dating than what we know. So why don't you give us some helpful tips and tell us I've got so many things on my mind right now, because we just – Mary, I got to tell you, went from the Oscars to online dating, and this is something new. I've never experienced it. I don't know what it's about. And so why don't you let me know a little bit about online dating and how people love it?
Absolutely. And, you know, I say the online dating is all one big audition, right? You're auditioning for that ultimate role, for the role of lover, husband, or friend, or whatever it is. So, so it's today. I mean, you meet so many people who met online. It's become so, you know, such a norm for so many people, very active and busy people, that it's not as much of a taboo as it used to be anymore. So.
Absolutely. Well, it had such a stigma on it, like, oh, people, like, it was a like a gross thing to do, where people went on and just were looking for sex. They weren't looking for love. Do you agree with that? Not anymore, but yeah. This is what the stigma of it used to be.
Right. A lot of people used to associate it with pornography, or even you know, with desperate people who couldn't find anyone. But as we've seen from a lot of, you know, different celebrities that are trying online dating, Jenny McCarthy is trying online dating. You've got others that have found, you know, success.
You know,
online
I'm glad you brought that up, because I've got to tell you, you know, I've had a stalker before, and privacy is a big thing in my life. And, you know, now there's a wonderful quote that I love, and it's called that the art of there is no more art of privacy. We've lost it. But, you know, how is it that you can protect your privacy and your secrets like the celebrities are doing?
I think that with the celebrities that are online dating, you know, with someone like Jenny McCarthy, of course, it's going to be very difficult not to know who she is.
Right.
But because everybody uses, you know, but you don't put your address and a lot of your personal information up. And when people start asking you for your address or bank account or other details.
Or your social security number.
Social security number, exactly. Other details that are quite personal. I mean, you don't even give them a second chance, because they're usually up to something that's not good. So that's, yeah. You know, that's how you protect your privacy. The other thing you do is, a lot of times people forget that, you know, you might take a picture and it might have the college, the certificate, you know, from where you went to school, or some identifying thing, work and others. So you have to be careful when you take pictures too, that there's nothing in the background that is identifying, because then you're out there.
You know, I also say, don't give your last name right away, because people can Google search you and they know more about you than you know about them.
Exactly. Don't give your first or your last name out. And the great thing about a lot of online dating services is that you're actually using, you know, like Facebook or something else, you're actually using an anonymous handle or username for your profile. And then once you feel comfortable getting to know someone, then you can ask for the first and last name.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you, when it comes to online dating, there are a few netiquettes. I love that term. Tell us some of these netiquettes that people need to know.
Don't use pickup lines. Those are so they're just not cool. Pickup lines are not cool. You have to be honest. You know, talking about honesty, there's a lot of dishonesty that goes on. I always say, whatever a guy tells you his height, you got to subtract like 3 inches from that. And, you know, with salary, whatever he tells you, you got to divide it by two. So, you know, but you have to be honest. And of course, women lie too, most of the time, about their weight. So whatever they tell you, you got to deduct like 20 pounds from it.
Well, you know, it's funny. And send a recent picture. Don't send your picture from 20 years ago when you were 13 pounds.
Exactly.
You know?
Because you're ultimately going to meet that person. And then how do you explain it? You know, what happened? Was it a time warp? You know, so be honest. Some people also are sending like bulk emails, like cut and paste. Take the time to read somebody's profile and then answer them with something that's personal. You know, bulk emails just smell of desperation, and nobody wants to deal with somebody who's desperate.
Do you believe in lengthy emails, or do you believe in picking up the phone?
I don't believe in lengthy emails or lengthy, you know, profiles. I know some sites require you to do that, but I believe in something that's short and sweet and to the point and relevant, you know, something having to do with the person's profile. I see you like, you know, Star Wars. Talk about, you know, something to let them know that you've actually read their profile and it's just not just looking at their picture. And then get to talking and get to meeting as quickly as possible, but do so only when you're comfortable. If you feel, you know, you always have to listen to your instincts, because a lot of times danger whispers is not going to yell. So if there's that little whisper, something you're not comfortable with, don't meet.
Yeah. Well, how long should you wait to email someone?
You know, when you meet, I don't believe in, you know, all these games, wait, no. The minute you hear from someone, if you're interested, you can email them back. You don't have to tell them your whole life history, but don't keep someone waiting if you're interested, especially online. There's so many people, nobody wants their time wasted.
Okay, well, I love that you have, like, all these great advice for people, because people are tweeting me right now, and, you know, people, when you're – I don't want to say this the wrong way, but it's like if you're looking for love online, is it desperation?
Not at all. A lot of very busy professionals use it. I've used it. I recently actually met a multi-billionaire who met his wife online, and having worked as a matchmaker also, I got a lot of my clients who came in were very busy professionals, you know, extremely people with the total package. That just either didn't have time or they weren't meeting the right people. And with the internet, it's online. It's shopping online desperation. Absolutely not. It's the same thing. All people do online. It's not desperation, right? Watching TV online. That's not out of desperation.
Well, you know what? And I mean, it's a whole, you know, the concept is so, it's so now, it's so what people are doing. It's so important because people are searching for love and it's out there. You know, it's just sometimes I love the stories, Mary, when you hear about, oh, we were talking online forever and he lived a block away or she lived, you know, three houses down. I love those stories because sometimes you really don't know who's your neighbor, someone you could be dating, you know. But exactly. Now let me ask you, when is the right time to ask for a first date?
When you feel comfortable, you know, and another netiquette is don't ask for the first date. Don't ask somebody to marry you even before they've had a chance to answer your email. You know, when you both feel comfortable, then you can ask for the first date. And I always say with women, try to pick the location for the first date and then, you know, make it during the daytime and make it a public place where everybody's around. Don't go on a cruise or someplace where you're stuck together forever and ever.
Exactly. I hope you listen. This is life class, everyone, tonight. You're listening to Max and Friends. I've got Mary here, and she's giving you the advice you need to know about online dating because it's something that's so popular right now. And I want you to go to ONEDates.com, one-to-onedates.com, because there you're going to find Mary's website. And why don't you tell us a little about your site, Mary?
With one-to-onedates.com, I call it a singles ecosystem because it's not just a dating website. It's got a lot of lifestyle resources, things to do. You can even post the things that you're looking to do and find others who love to do it too. We have a lot of events that are upcoming and, you know, a lot of information. Well, we've got dating coaches. If you've got dating questions, you can just post it and our coaches will answer them. So it's, you know, it's dating and everything else.
Oh, I love it. It's the one-stop place to go to find your next date, right?
Yes, absolutely.
It's the one-stop shop for online dating and everything else in the dating industry. Now, let me ask you a question, because I have this problem, actually, Mary, and I'll be the first one to let you know that, and it's on Twitter, and it's not, you know, romantically, but it's on Twitter, and I feel I owe everyone who contacts me a response. Now, in dating, do we owe everyone who contacts us a response?
Actually, you don't, and this is my philosophy on it. For one, when you're online, you're going to be getting a lot of emails. So if you're going to email everybody that contacts you, that's, now all of a sudden it's not fun. It turns into a full-time job. And then the other thing, too, is they say the two times that people hate you most are when you, you know, when you fire somebody and when you reject someone. So why create a bunch of enemies? The only time, you know, you would want to respond to someone specifically to tell them I'm not interested is if they keep pestering you and they don't get the message and they find themselves, you know, calling it persistence versus harassment, then you have to let them know that you're not interested explicitly. But other than that, I think that it's kind of agreed upon that if you don't hear back from someone and you've emailed them a couple of times, chances are they're not interested. It's not a computer malfunction.
The writing is on the wall, right?
Yeah, they're just not into you.
Oh, boy, don't we all know that story. But now let me ask you a question, because are there any legal routes that people can do if they're feeling they're being harassed by someone online?
A lot of times you can report it, for example, with our site, if you feel like you're being, with one-to-one-dates.com, if you feel like you're being harassed and you email us support, we respond to that very quickly, and we will remove, if we find that there is in fact harassment or stalking or anything that's creating a negative environment, we will remove that person. And I think a lot of dating sites do that too.
Now, what are some safety precautions people can take?
Some of the safety precautions, guarding, of course, all your personal and private information and making sure that you're not divulging any information. And then, especially with men, I hear so many guys that get taken because somebody tells them, oh, I'm interested in you, send me money for a ticket to come see you or something like that. If anybody's asking you for any type of financial help or resource, you need to cut that off right away.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they're, you know, hinting at having financial problems, that's another red flag.
So,
that's, and definitely protect your personal information.
Yeah. I'm only repeating this because I know that it's so important. People out there, you know, they put their heart on their sleeve, Mary, and all of a sudden they realize their money's gone. You know, they realize there's identity theft. They meet someone that thinks they know them because they saw that stuff behind them, you know, like you said. And, oh, I know. Oh, I was going to Yale. Oh, how did you know I went to Yale? Oh, my brother, blah, blah. You know, people are shady, especially when it comes to love.
Oh, yes, they are. Yeah, because
you're
the most vulnerable man. Yes.
You
Absolutely.
Are. Now, what do you say to men and women who wear their heart on their sleeve?
You have to ration the passion. You get a hold back.
I love it. Ration the passion.
Yes, you gotta hold back a bit. Nobody wants to, you know, seem like they're with somebody who's so desperate. So, you know, take it easy and get to know someone and don't move so quickly. There are a lot of people.
I was going to ask you, Mary, what do you think about sex on the first date?
Oh, that's such a big no-no. Because I think that, you know, sex is better when you know about the person's needs and you're learning about each other. I think that on the first date, people are rushing into it. But we have a stat that actually people are having sex much faster on the first date because they talk forever. And so by the time they meet, they're thinking that they actually know each other. But it's still the first date. It is still the first date. There is actually a survey that revealed that 1 out of 3 women met men online and had sex on the first date. And I think the reason it's happening so quickly is because people are talking forever, all these virtual relationships. And then when they meet, they feel like, oh, this is not our first date.
Mm-hmm. You know, the whole online dating thing, I've personally never have been into it. Like, I've never searched for online love dating. I've never put myself on one of like match.coms or one of those, you know, but I've got to tell you, recently I met someone from one of these sites, not match.com.
Wow.
And it worked.
It does. I've used online dating services because, you know, I'm in the industry and I know it works. I've set people up on there. Actually, I have a couple that's getting ready to get married here shortly that I recently set up. But I believe it. I've used eHarmony. I've used Match. I've used some of the other services. I just didn't find what it is that I was looking for in terms of I wanted some place where I could find events and you know, an environment that was more social. And I just didn't
That's
find
why we
that.
Have onetoonedating.com.
Exactly, exactly.
You are the answer. You are the online answer to dating. You could take that. You could quote me on it because I'm, you know, the site is a fantastic site. I looked at it today and I was like, I love onetoonedating.com. And we got to let all of my listeners here on Max and Friends know about it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We try.
So listen, I want to definitely have you back on the show because I know that we're going to get tons of emails because we're all getting a bunch of tweets from people and we don't have time to ask the questions anymore.
Oh, awesome. So, I would love to be back.
We will definitely have you back. We got to give a big shout out to Jackie Jordan at TVGuestBirds.com because you're one of her guest birds.
Yes, I am. Yeah, we love
so
Jackie.
So if you're looking to book Miss Mary on one of your shows, you can go right to TVGuestBirds.com, call Jackie up and say, I heard Mary on Max's show and I want her because Mary got the no on online dating, onetoonedating.com. So, Mary, I'm going to let you go. Have a wonderful night because we're going to play a quick song if we have a moment. You remember Tiffany's song, I Think We're Alone Now?
Oh, yes.
So, boys and girls, I think we're alone now. You're listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. I've got to say a big thank you to Dina and a huge thank you to Mary. Check them out on TVGuestBirds.com and, of course, onetoonedating.com. And if you have any questions, you could email me, max@maxtucci.com. And if you feel that you're eligible and that Mary can hook you up, email me and I'll pass the information along. And maybe we'll find the love of your life online. Have a great night, everyone, and take life to the max. Good night.
Good night. Thank you. Bye-bye.